It's 8:40 on the ticket Friday morning with the Musers. Shocking news comes down yesterday afternoon that the Cowboys have traded Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for two first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. So Micah Parsons, in addition, gets a new deal from the Packers, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in league history. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about it is the man who traded Parsons to Green Bay, Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Good to be on with you. It's a historic day for the Dallas Football Cowboys.
It is indeed, and we're all trying to figure this out. Is it as simple as you let your money get mad?
No, I let that agent get me mad. That's what made me mad, and that's what's mad is me at that agent, that David Muffaletta guy. He pissed me off, and Michael Parsons needs to understand that I don't deal with agents. In fact, every deal I've ever done, except all of them, were done without agents. So that's just a fact. I did not let my money get mad. Michael Parsons let his money get mad. What do you think of that? That's my comeback.
Hey, Jerry, it's Mike Ducey from Fox 4. It's good to be with you this morning. We notice you keep mispronouncing the names. Like, it's Micah Parsons. It's not Michael Person. You know, you mispronounced Bill Parcells' name, I guess, back in the day, too. But
well, Mitch, I appreciate the question, but I just want to assure you that I know my players. I doubt that I mispronounced his name. You know, Michael Irving will tell you that I know my players, Emerson Smith, Troy Aikens, all of them know how intimately involved with the players I am. And now if you're telling me that his name is Micah Parsons, well, then that may be my way out of this. I traded Michael Person to the Packers, not Micah. So maybe I still have Micah on the team. I don't know.
A technicality there. Yeah,
technicality.
Maybe.
Technicality. I think we just got out of this deal.
In the press conference last night, you kept saying that you did this to stop the run, that you needed to stop the run. Can you elaborate on that and tell us how this trade will actually help with
the
run defense?
That was misinterpreted by the media and the fans. What I meant to say is that we needed to stop the runs because I'm old. Like Ducey, I've had diarrhea for about 3 weeks straight. So, and I think it's stress related. So I'm hoping that dealing Michael Person to the Packers will address this need that I have to stop the runs.
Yeah, I was going to warn Craig to avoid that restroom down the hallway. Yesterday, Jerry.
Hey, follow the trail of Brown if you want to see where Ducey's been lately.
I couldn't help but notice during that news conference, you kept saying that trading Micah was in the best interest of your team, of the Cowboys. You don't really believe that, do you, Jerry?
I do. For purposes of marketing, I do. And I think that trading Micah was in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys bank account. That's what I mean when I say that. The fiscal bottom line, much better without Michael Parsons on the payroll. So, I mean, look, Green Bay's now on the hook for $188 million or something like that. I mean, that's almost the price of a shut up the wife yacht. Okay, I've paid that price before.
Well, was there a deal breaker moment during the negotiations where you realized you just weren't going to be able to come to an agreement and that you were going to have to trade Micah?
Of course, yes. That happened last week when Michael told me that he had not watched my Netflix documentary Vanity Piece, my big eulogy video that I commissioned. He had not watched it, and I realized at that moment that he didn't care about me. And how can I be expected to rule over players who won't recognize how great I am?
Okay.
They need to love me and love my self-serving, grandiose documentary.
Now, Jerry, do you...
That did not have a current-day Michael Ducey in it, I want to mention.
No, it did not. Thank you very much for reminding us of that, and all of our listeners, thank you very much.
It did have Dale in it, for
Jerry,
sure.
God almighty, did it ever. Do you think, Jerry, that it was, as we continue here with Jerry Jones and just a very informal conversation this morning, do you think it was a good idea for you to do the press conference? I mean, why not let Steven handle it?
What do you mean? Why would I let Steven handle it? That dumb gorilla-headed son of mine, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He does. Besides, the public loves me. They want them some Jerry.
Do they?
And I want to give them every chance to listen to me ramble on endlessly like an over-medicated mental patient. That's what they want. That's what they come to those press conferences for. And I know that some Cowboy fans out there may be a little depressed about the Michael Parson news, so I figured I might try to comfort them with about an hour's worth of meaningless word salad streaming out of my wrinkled pie hole. I just thought that would be comforting.
All right, it's the morning after. Do you have any regrets this morning about doing the trade?
Yes, all of them. All of them. To see how the Cowboy fans have turned on me on this. I mean, I thought I was hated before. Now I'm hated even more this morning. So, yes, the thing I regret about the trade the most is the trade itself.
Okay.
Ed Werder asked you this yesterday. We'll ask again. Are you worried about trading Micah Parsons to an NFC rival?
Yes, truthfully, candidly, positively, yes. You know, I pride myself as a football man, and I got to tell you, honestly, I'd forgotten the Packers were in the NFC until Steven mentioned it after the trade. So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to week four of this upcoming season when we play them Packers. I think that Mike is probably going to roll into our stadium and wreck our offense like Steven destroys the bathroom at the Star after visiting me casino. I mean, you ought to see. You think you do a bathroom dirty, Mike. You ought to see what Steven does to one after Mexican food.
We're back to that topic.
Admirable.
All right. What about Micah's time here? Do you think he lived up to his potential during his 4 years here?
As a football player, I do. As a podcaster, absolutely not. I mean, his podcast to me had gotten stale and preachy, and I was very disappointed in his skills at hosting a weekly podcast. So that definitely played a role in our decision to trade him. His average podcasting skills are the Packers' problem now. So,
well, very odd point.
Suddenly we're allowed to use the word podcast here on the Musers. I wonder why. And, Jerry, do you think there's any possibility that DeMarvian Overshone might be able to fill the void left by Micah's departure?
I don't know. I haven't heard his podcast yet. Is that what you're talking about? We still talking podcasting?
We're talking football.
Get back to football. Hey, look, I'm looking later today, new press conference, trading away Dak Prescott. Look forward to it.
Wow, okay.
Right. Good morning.
We're going to have something else to talk about all day long here on the station. All right, there he goes, Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones.